This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun. On a hump day, it's Wednesday, baby. We are closing in on the week, and it's going to be such a spicy show tonight. It's going to be so much fun. Before I get into all the other things, I need to give you a heads up about something. We brought up last night the Virgin Islands Attorney General who got fired because she was looking into Epstein, and Joe Biden went down there and visited. My buddy Jordan Schachtel dug deeply into this. You're going to want to buckle your seatbelt half hour, 45 minutes from now. I don't know. I don't do math. Jordan is going to join us and give us the skinny on all that. So we have Jordan Schachtel. We have pay raises for failure in the government. We, of course, yes, I'm going to address the Congress speaker thing briefly. You're not going to believe the training going on right now within the U.S. government. It's ugly. More from Hillary Clinton. I'm not sure if someone else committed suicide, but we'll talk about Hillary Clinton tonight. Emails. We're going to have a ton of fun. But before we get into any of that, I want to ask you this. Have you ever been really fat and then lost a bunch of weight? Or have you ever known somebody who's been really, really fat and lost a bunch of weight? Either you've done it yourself or you've known someone who has. Let me ask you a question. Going through it or watching them go through it, was it easy? Was it fast? Was it pretty? Oh, of course not. It's horrible. I see them. They're some of the people I admire most out there. Driving on the way to the work, you see some extremely fat person out there running. Every step looks like it hurts. Hurts the knees, hurts the hips, hurts the back. You get a good look on their face, it always looks like they want to die. But they're out there doing it. It's not pretty. It's ugly. It's hard. Because positive change, real change, is hard. Have you ever struggled in your life, or maybe you're struggling right now, with addiction of some kind? There's all kinds of addiction, right? Maybe it's you're addicted to online filth. Maybe you're drinking too much. I've done that a bunch in my life. Maybe you're doing drugs, some sort of drug you shouldn't be doing. Whatever the case may be, are you addicted to something? Are you struggling with that addiction, or have you struggled in the past and you had to stop? Let's say you overcame alcohol. That's a common one. You ever overcome alcoholism? Let me ask you, was that easy? Was it pretty? Pretty process? As you lay there with the night sweats, getting about 3 hours of sleep, your brain doesn't work anymore. Your digestive system doesn't work right anymore because it was used to all the alcohol. Did you enjoy that process? Did your friends and family enjoy that? Or was it hard? Was it ugly? Here's the truth about life. And this goes way beyond being fat or drinking too much. Positive change is hard, it takes time, and it's ugly. We don't want that to be the case. You know what we want? Here's what we want. Because we are Americans and because we have certain parts of our culture that are iconic to us and we have just a different way of thinking about something, some of that's good and some of that's bad. You know, here's what we want. You know what we want it to be? All positive change? A Rocky movie montage. Oh, man, he's not into it. Uh-oh, 2 minutes, eye of the tiger, baby, couple one-arm push-ups, woo-hoo-hoo! Here I am, nothing but twisted steel and sex appeal. All it took was 2 minutes. That's what we want. But that's not how life works. Negative change is easy. If I'm struggling with booze and I want to mix in some of the devil's lettuce, well, that's not hard. A couple phone calls, get myself some weed. I'll do whatever I want. That's easy. Shoot, no problem. If I want to quit, that's hard. I hear a lot of this today. And this is, I'm actually going to play you a soundbite of Congressman Waltz out of Florida, who, and I'm not ripping on the guy at all because he's a Green Beret, total stud. He's been on my TV show. I actually love the guy. So I respect this guy. I'm just going to bring up conceptually what I'm hearing a ton of when it comes to the fight for Speaker and the embarrassing and McCarthy's failing. And now we have a new guy. I'm hearing so much of this.
Dan Crenshaw says these folks, the holdouts, they are enemies. Do you see them like that?
Well, I wouldn't say that, Stu. Many of these folks are my friends. My frustration with them is, though, that we've actually given into those points. We've changed the rules. We do need to reform Congress, especially how it's been operating under Nancy Pelosi. But to Dan's point, you should be in the room, Stu. The Democrats are laughing. They're cackling. And the thing that makes me so frustrated as a veteran is not just the Democrats laughing, it's the Biden administration, it's the Chinese Communist Party, the Russians, the North Koreans, the Iranians, who are pointing to democracy and calling it dysfunctional, saying you better side with us and not this form of government. And that to me is just galling.
Oh my gosh, we look bad. Oh, this makes us look so bad. Oh, this is uncomfortable. And you remember, I told you last night, I really don't care that much about the speaker thing because I have no faith in the DC GOP either way. I actually think it's hilarious. But let me ask you a question. And I really mean this. And this is something you need to ask yourself because it's something I've had to ask myself. In fact, I ask myself it all the time to make sure I'm still right. Let me ask you something. You want what? You want your country back. You don't like all the endless filth out there. You want a better GOP. You're tired of the low-T GOP. You want an anti-communist GOP. You look at the endless amounts of filth there right now, and it makes you crazy. You see things like this from Joe Biden, and you think, why can't we get rid of the old guard?
I asked permission if I could say something nice about him. I didn't want to. I said,
he's talking about Mitch McConnell, by the way.
I campaigned for him or against him, whichever helped him most. But Mitch, it wasn't easy to get this done, and it wouldn't have gotten done no matter all the work so many others have done and by writing the legislation and dropping it in. It wouldn't have happened without your hand. Leader McConnell, I don't agree on everything. In fact, we disagree on a lot of things, but here's what matters. He's a man of his word. When he gives you his word, you can take it to the bank.
You hear stuff like that and you're pulling your hair out. Oh my goodness, what are we? What a traitor, the whole party, the establishment. And then here's what I get. I get emails all the time. And don't stop sending these. I'm not making fun of you. You can send me whatever you want. Jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Jesse, how do we get rid of these bums? How do we stop all this? Well, let me ask you something. Do you think changing the country? Do you think changing the low-T GOP? Do you think it's going to be as easy as a Rocky montage? Do you think it's going to be comfortable? Do you think it's going to be polite? It's not. I've got news for you. This party needs massive reform to ever become an anti-communist party. And then once we do that, then we have to tackle the country itself. We have a million miles to go. We're climbing Mount Everest and we're at the base of it. Do you think that's going to be an easy or fast climb? Do you think it's all going to look good and be comfortable? No. We're fat. We're obese. We're 200 pounds overweight. We have a million miles to run from here, and it's going to involve knee pain and foot pain, and you're going to be out of breath, and your back's going to hurt, and you're going to be sweaty and smelly and ugly, and it's going to be that way for quite some time. And until we accept the fact that real change of any kind is going to be ugly and hard, we are never going to be able to overcome the challenges we face. Every single time we dig in now and there's any kind of a good fight and these people are chucking mud at these people and it's an argument here and we have to do this here, I may not take a side because, again, I don't care about this one. But the one thing I flatly reject is, oh, we look bad. This is embarrassing. Oh, I don't like it. It's not embarrassing when you're fat to throw on your shorts and go for a run. It's embarrassing not to. It's embarrassing not to have these fights. These are the fights we have to have. Do you think the old low-T GOP, drowning in lobbyist money, drowning in influence, do you think they're going to wake up one day on their own and say, you know, I'm done with this. I think I'll just give it over to the anti-communists. I'm kind of done. Or do you think we are going to have to take a crowbar and wrench it out of their hands? I've got news for you. The roots are deep. If you're pulling out a tree and the roots are deep, well, the lawn's going to come with it lots of the time. It's going to have to replant afterwards. Our future is a slog. Prepare your mind for that. I don't want you to whine about it or feel down about it. Prepare your mind for discomfort because we're fat and we got a lot of miles to run, all right? All right. Now, let's talk about illegal immigration. How about that for a pivot, Chris? Hang on.
He doesn't care if you believe him, but he's right. Jesse Kelly.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday. I can't believe Colorado's sending illegal immigrants to New York City now. Everyone is. New York City's under fire. We'll get to that in a second. Couple other things. I should play you a couple more things. I'm not going to spend a bunch of time on the speaker stuff tonight because, again, it's not a big deal to me. Here was current champion of the Jesse Kelly Show Hottest Women of Congress list. Don't worry. We have a new list coming in the coming months. We're doing our research now. It takes time. But here's Boebert out there today because Trump came out today on social media and he backed McCarthy. Just elect McCarthy, so on and so forth. Boebert responded.
Let's stop with the campaign smears and tactics to get people to turn against us. Even having my favorite president call us and tell us we need to knock this off. I think it actually needs to be reversed. The president needs to tell Kevin McCarthy that, sir, you do not have the votes and it's time to withdraw. With that, I yield. Thank you.
It's getting spicy out there. And my boy Chip Roy. Chip Roy is maybe my favorite congressman at this point in time. I don't know why he's not going for speaker. He should. And you know what? Screw that. Chris, make this an official Jesse Kelly Show announcement. I'm going to send Chip Roy a text message during the break and tell him to run against John Cornyn for Senate of Texas. We'll back him all the way. We'll have him on every night. No, screw John Cornyn. Anyway, Chip Roy goes off. Look, that $1.7 trillion bill that they just passed, that's a big reason why this fight is happening. People are mad.
So this is what the chamber looks like when we're actually debating and the bodies are in the chairs. How many times have we been down here giving speeches and there's not a soul in the chamber? Yet this is what it takes to get 435 people in the chamber and have an actual debate. This is not personal. It's not. This is about the future of the country. This is about the direction of the country. American people who are looking at this body and wondering why we can pass $1.7 trillion bills that are unpaid for. This place has to change. It has to change. And the change comes by either adopting rules and procedures that will make us actually do our job, or it comes from leadership. And people ask me, what do you want? I want the tools or I want the leadership to stop the swamp from running over the average American every single day. We can't keep doing this. I'm going to sit here until we figure out how to stop spending money we don't have. I don't want any more empty promises. I don't want any more, oh, don't worry, trust us, we'll do it. I want to know that we're going to be able to exercise our rights as a member of this body to stand up for the American people and actually fix this country.
That sounds pretty good to me. That sounds really good to me. Like, again, I don't care which way this goes, but I would like some accountability. All right, enough of that. You know what we need? This is our time, Chris. It's time to send out the male vitality chalk box. Remember, chalk's already... I should ask them if they completed the design. They're designing the chalk box. Because remember, what you're seeing right now... One final thing on this.
What you're seeing, as I've explained to you a bunch, Congress is one gigantic caucus measuring contest. That's all it is. Your caucus is who you vote with, who votes with you. The House Freedom Caucus, that's what they call it. How big is it? The size of your caucus is what's most important. If your caucus is two people, then you don't have enough weight. You're too tiny to do anything about leadership and change leadership. But as we have, as you have, to your credit, slowly but surely elected anti-communists, our caucus, the anti-communist caucus, has grown. And now it's become harder. And now we're ready to take down or at least seriously affect leadership. Maybe what we need, maybe they all need a male vitality stack. We should only pick one or two, but let's send some male vitality stacks out there. We're not putting big pharma filth in their bodies, are we? 20% increase in your testosterone in 90 days. Maybe I need one since my voice just squeaked. 20% increase in your testosterone in 90 days with natural herbal supplements? That's incredible. Ladies, female vitality stack. A lot of the women like Bobert out there are killing it. I bet she's already got her female vitality stack. Go to chok.com. C-H-O-Q.com. Promo code Jesse. That's what gets you 35% off. Chalk.com, promo code Jesse. All right, let's hear from President Poopy Pants really fast.
Traveled over 140 countries around the world. That's how I'll paraphrase the phrase in my old neighborhood. The rest of the countries, the world is not a patch on our jeans if we do what we want to do, we need to do. It's never been a good bet.
What? What does that mean? What does that mean? All right. Eric Adams is mad. Slams the handling of the migrant crisis. Colorado's governor has announced he's sending them to New York City. Eric Adams, I'm almost feeling bad for him at this point in time. He can't win for losing.
We were notified yesterday that the governor of Colorado is now stating that they are going to be sending migrants to places like New York and Chicago. This is just unfair for local governments to have to take on this national obligation. We've done our job. There's no more room at the end.
Who do these people think was taking care of the illegal immigrants before this? These people, did they think that the illegal immigrants come across the border and then they were all moved to some federal facility somewhere? No. They were shipped to small town after small town after small town after small town across the United States of America, and this has been taking place for years. The reason I actually support illegals being sent to sanctuary cities like New York City is for so long, these people have stood up and proclaimed that they are so compassionate and so lovely without ever having to experience what it actually means to have a daily massive influx of people who don't belong there, have no loyalty to the place. They're simply there to bloodsuck everything out of it they possibly can. So no, I don't feel bad because apparently this is the only way to get some of these sanctuary cities to wake up and grow up and acknowledge what small town USA has been going through for a long time. All right, we're stepping aside from all this. I want to know why that Virgin Islands attorney general was fired. Jordan Schachtel is digging into this. You remember Jeffrey Epstein killed himself in a New York jail? Hang on. I found
my mind in a... Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Shut it off. Oh my gosh, shut it off. Okay, as everyone knows, the guests get to pick the music on the show. I was told that Jordan, my friend who joins us here in a second, that he picked country, but he didn't specify. So the two children who are, work for me as producers picked some modern day gutter trash country song. No. Country's fine if it's Johnny Cash or Hank Williams Jr. or Dwight Yoakam or something like this. Merle Haggard, yes. This modern day country will never be played again on the Jesse Kelly Show. That was wretched. Joining me now, my friend Jordan Schachtel. You really need to subscribe to his Substack. It is so good. Publisher of The Dossier. That's his Substack. Jordan, first of all, please tell me you didn't personally approve of whatever that music was.
I basically told them country music, iPod shuffle mode, you know, your pick, and that's what they picked. So I take no ownership of that song whatsoever.
Okay. I'm getting a lot of feedback from my producers that it was actually Michael responsible for that. So we'll have disciplinary action after the show. Let's focus on what's happening in the Virgin Islands. For those who didn't listen last night, because I touched on it, first of all, Jordan, what happened there? Who got fired? What's going on?
So, long story short, on December 27th of 2022, so just last week, the AG of the Virgin Islands, Denise George, filed a massive lawsuit against J.P. Morgan for basically facilitating the infamous convicted pedophile Jeffrey Epstein, for facilitating his empire. Joe Biden arrives in town in the Virgin Islands in the same day. And then on New Year's Eve, this woman is unceremoniously fired. We still haven't been able to get comments from the governor of the Virgin Islands. By the way, these are all Democrats in this operation, who fired her on New Year's Eve. It's incredible. You know, it's January 4th. They have yet to say a word about it. Not even the local press is getting any comment. It's totally bizarre. And this lady had just in earlier December settled with Epstein's estate for over $100 million. So it's not like she was ineffective. She was actually doing her job. And she has a lot of power as a federal prosecutor, because the Virgin Islands DOJ, of course, is connected to the United States as a U.S. territory. And she was suing J.P. Morgan, arguably the most influential financial institution in the country, in Manhattan federal court. So that's where we're at right now.
Okay, Jordan, I have a few things I want you to unpack for me as best you can. You say settled with Jeffrey Epstein's estate for $100 million. I think it was $105 million, I believe. What does that mean? She settled with his estate for what? What happened?
Yeah, so there was a long, drawn-out legal battle in civil court. The Virgin Islands wanted to get back some of the assets that had been in the possession of Epstein, you know, including his island and the improper behavior of his allies on the island. And this AG was appointed several years ago, and she began working on this case. So finally, after several years, in December, early December 2022, the Virgin Islands government settled with the estate of Jeffrey Epstein. They took $100 million from his estate and also the proceeds of the sale of Epstein Island. So it goes into the, the Virgin Islands government fund instead of Epstein's estate. It's pretty amazing that this guy's legacy still has seemingly 9 or 10 figures attached to it that is not going to his victims. But she was able to get some money out of it. And it's fascinating because I don't see any of the corporate press covering any of these narratives, the story at all, even though it's, you know, it perfectly coincided with Joe Biden visiting the island. And it's just totally bizarre to fire someone on New Year's Eve. Isn't exactly the day you should choose to fire someone, to put it lightly, and not release a statement and to do it quietly. It's been a very strange past few days.
Very strange. We'll get to the Biden aspect of it in just a moment. Again, we're speaking with my friend Jordan Schachtel, publisher of The Dossier on Substack. Okay, Jordan, the J.P. Morgan Chase thing, that's quite an accusation to make against a finance company that they facilitated all the despicable filth that Epstein was doing. What exactly is she, was she, I guess I should say, what exactly was she alleging?
Yeah, so basically her argument was that J.P. Morgan, and she wrote that there's a 30-page document where she makes her case. And unfortunately, some of it is now redacted, but it's publicly available. If you type in Denise George, J.P. Morgan on DuckDuckGo, you will probably find it pretty quickly, in which she really makes the case that J.P. Morgan actively facilitated his empire and were well aware, because the charges against him were very public at the time that they were doing so, and they continued to do so until basically his last couple years, where he supposedly killed himself in his jail cell.
Yes, no, killed himself when the guards fell asleep and the cameras went out. Yes, that's of course. Okay, let's get to the Biden aspect of all this, because this is, I don't want to connect dots that aren't connectable, and I know you don't either. Okay, what do we believe? Because right now we don't know. Like you said, the freaking Virgin Islands government won't even say anything, which again is pretty revealing in and of itself. What do we believe happened here?
So what I wrote at the dossier is that there's a lot of intrigue about the possibility of a quid pro quo, and it should be further examined. And the first thing that people need to know about the Virgin Islands is that the economy there is entirely sustained by the federal government. They're doing all of these ridiculous green energy projects, which are losing tons of money, and it needs to be sustained through federal resources. So the governor of the Virgin Islands has spent the last few months shuttling back and forth from Washington, D.C., basically begging for money so the lights can stay on, because these solar panels, as you probably are well aware of, you know, that are made by slaves in China, they don't work so well, but they look, you know, they're great for virtue signaling. Mm-hmm. So the Virgin Islands is very susceptible to a quid pro quo situation because they need so much. And, you know, Joe Biden's administration, they're also big Green New Deal, Great Reset people. So they love the solar panel stuff. And I think that in the past few months, it's definitely been a matter of urgency for the Virgin Islands, which is notoriously corrupt in governance. They needed this money. You know, the money's been a black hole. They needed more money. And Joe Biden arrives on the island for a pre-planned vacation. And what I also found interesting about this situation is that the governor of the Virgin Islands was never photographed. There was no infamous, like, tarmac moment like you saw during the Obama administration. So I think there's just a bunch of strange factors here that if we had a legitimate corporate media, that they should be very interested in.
That is interesting. So the world's best photo op for the U.S. Virgin Islands governor doesn't actually happen. So we don't have photo confirmation of a meeting, and the media has been given no response to why she was fired. Very, very interesting. Jordan Schachtel, his Substack is called The Dossier. Thank you for coming and giving us an update, man.
Thanks for having me.
Well, we all know what we're thinking, right? Why doesn't the governor have a public meeting with Joe Biden? Because the Biden administration cables ahead of time and says, hey, no public meeting, because we're going to have a private meeting and we don't want it to look like we met at all because we got some things to discuss. All right, enough of that. I mentioned illegal immigration and we were making fun of Eric Adams, but there is something we should discuss. Hang on.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. You're not going to believe I have the actual materials of the training that's going on within the U.S. government, the U.S. Army, the VA. It's jaw-dropping stuff. I'm going to get to that in like 10 minutes from now. Gosh, we are in so much trouble. Let's get to a couple emails before I get back to this illegal immigration thing. Remember, you can email me, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Your love, your hate, your death threats. You ask Dr. Jesse questions. All are welcome here. Jesse, to the young man who asked whether it was right for him to get the vaccine. It was a 13-year-old who wrote in last night, said he didn't want to know if he did the wrong thing. He said, I live in a blue state. This email says that I live in a blue state. They were paying kids $100 to get a vaccine. My nephew was thinking about getting it for cash. By the way, remember when that idiot Bill de Blasio, mayor in New York City, was stuffing fries in his fat face trying to incentivize people with burgers and fries? Chris, please tell me you have that. I'll get it. Yes, Chris is going to get it. Remember Krispy Kreme? Krispy Kreme was giving out donuts if you got the thing. Remember Bill de Blasio when he did this?
Is it too early in the day to eat a burger? No. This could be breakfast. Mmm. Vaccination. I'm getting a very good feeling about vaccination right this moment.
Gosh, I hate these people. Anyway, I live in a blue state. They were paying kids $100 to get a vaccine. My nephew was thinking about getting it for cash. I told him if he needed the $100, I would give it to him. That's awesome, by the way. Since then, my brother had a heart attack at 42. Luckily, he survived. I lost my brother-in-law, 34, died in his sleep. He had an enlarged heart. The young man who did what's best for himself should be proud to be making decisions for himself and the responsibility for them. He'll live to not regret it. How about that? I love that stuff. All right, back to this, because we were making fun of Eric Adams. And look, these sanctuary cities that are finally finding out, wow, illegal immigration actually isn't a funsies. It doesn't just mean more breakfast tacos.
We were notified yesterday that the governor of Colorado is now stating that they are going to be sending migrants to places like New York and Chicago. This is just unfair for local governments to have to take on this national obligation. We've done our job. There's no more room at the end.
Oh, gosh. How out of touch can you be? All right, so that brings me to this. This is from Breitbart. Joe Biden's DHS, no records on over 350,000 border crossers who have been released in the United States of America. They're admitting they have no records of these people. So I want you to understand what exactly this means. When you cross the border illegally, many of these people, this is how it works. Most people don't know how this works because you're not down on the border. Many of these people will come on purpose and seek out Border Patrol. That's how broken our immigration system is. They'll seek out Border Patrol. Hey, it's me, Juan. I'm turning myself in. And what they do is they know they'll be taken in. They'll be processed. They'll fingerprint him, look everything up, try to make sure he's not a really bad guy, even though they let in a bunch of bad guys. And then from there, they release them to mostly NGOs, right? Those are non-government organizations. Those are almost all communist front groups. Communist front groups who then take these people in and distribute them throughout the country, including to New York City. So that's what we know. Here's another part of this. Most of the people that don't get caught don't want to get caught. In fact, they'll use groups of illegal immigrants who they want to get caught, and they'll send them after Border Patrol in a specific area just so they can then go after the other. They'll go to a different area because they know Border Patrol will be occupied. But you remember just like 30 seconds ago when I was saying they process them fingerprints and everything else to make sure they're not criminals? They know lots of them are criminals. And they're turning the criminals loose within the borders of the United States of America. And they're not doing it on accident. And they didn't, quote, oh, whoops, we lost the records, just 350,000 of them. They either never took the records on purpose, or they took them and they put them in the proverbial paper shredder. Why is all this happening? Why? Well, if you ask anybody in the low-T GOP, most of the people you hear on radio and TV on the right, I'm not even talking about the left, on the right, if you read the Wall Street Journal, here's what you'll hear. They failed. They'll look at a headline like this. Oh, dang it. Joe Biden made a screw-up. He made a poo-poo. He accidentally lost the records. They'll use this. They're so incompetent. Oh, what a failure, guys. It's not a failure. They're intentionally flooding the United States of America, not just with illegal immigrants. They're flooding the United States of America with violent criminals. Jesse, why would they do that? They have to live here too. No, they don't. Do you hear these people? Do you hear the shock in these people's voices that for the first time in their lives they've ever had to encounter an illegal?
We were notified yesterday that the governor of Colorado is now stating that they are going to be sending migrants to places like New York and Chicago. This is just unfair for local governments to have to take on this national obligation. We've done our job. There's no more room at the end.
The people who are intentionally flooding the country with violent criminals who are shooting up our streets, assaulting our women, drowning the healthcare and education system, the people who are doing this are doing it on purpose. They're doing it on purpose because they don't think they'll ever have to encounter any of these people. They live their lives in fancy neighborhoods, gated mansions, armed security. And they know as they collapse the United States of America and turn it to ash, they will in turn get to rule over said ashes. And that is the goal. How's that going to make you sleep at night? Better get yourself some MyPillow products and better get them ASAP. In fact, better get yourself some My Slippers before the sale goes away. Hint, hint, nudge, nudge. My Slippers are $90 off now, $49.98. You can get a pair of the greatest slippers ever for $49.98. They're normally like $150 or something like that, or $140. Now they're $90 off. You want these things. Glorious. Because you can walk around the house in them, totally comfortable. They have so much support and such a great soul on them, you walk outside in them. I go get the mail, I take the trash out, I take the dog out. The My Slippers never leave my feet. My wife lives and dies for hers. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials, and use the promo code Jesse, all right? MyPillow.com, promo code Jesse. Or you can call if you're on the road. Truckers, stay off your phone. Make a phone call, 800-845-0544. All right, I have the goods. I have the goods on what kind of training's taking place in the Army. I actually have the printouts. Oh, man, it's bad. Hang on.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.